It's very late in the season, but the heat goes on and no relief in sight yet. Today, abundant sunshine, very hot with a high around 94. The heat index will be above 100 again. Rain chances about 10% at best. Tonight's low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, again, a few clouds, but lots of sunshine. Again, very close to the mid-90s for the sixth day in a row. And the rain chances not zero, but maybe 10%. Then isolated storms returning on Thursday, widely scattered. Then back to that standard high in the low 90s Friday and Saturday with spotty, random, hit-or-miss storms. Our popular weather app is waiting for you to download at the App Store. All you have to do is search Rich Thomas Weather. It has hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, current conditions, radar, future radar, and push notifications for severe weather alerts and more. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A home in Montgomery is heavily damaged after a fire broke out Monday. Fire officials say this fire happened on Gibson Street. Thankfully, no one was hurt. No word yet on what caused the fire. A Selma man tried and convicted of felony murder in the 2013 death of Selma High School student Alexis Hunter will serve 30 years in prison. District Attorney Michael Jackson says Larry Hunter and another man shot and killed Alexis Hunter and stole her and her friend's cell phones back in December of 2013. And Wetumpka residents are trying to solve a graffiti problem at the Bibb Graves Bridge in downtown. One business owner says the city has tried to cover some of the more offensive graffiti. We reached out to the city about what else can be done, but have not yet heard back. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising creates awareness and adds credibility to your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman from my friend Bo Goodson over at the Goodson Group. Bo Goodson, for the last 40 plus years, has dominated the real estate market right here in the River Region. Whether you're buying a home, selling a home, or you just want to rent that home, or you want to have your investment property managed for you, give Bo Goodson a call. 551-0225. 551-0225 puts you in touch with the Goodson Group. You can also check him out online, thegoodsongroup.com, thegoodsongroup.com. And check out Bo Goodson's Real Estate School. Highly acclaimed, highly credited, Bo Goodson's Real Estate School. If you want to run your own business, be on the path to financial freedom, Bo Goodson's the first place to start. 551-0225, 551-0225, thegoodsongroup.com. Again, buying a house, selling a house, renting a house, or having your rental investment property managed for you, give Bo Goodson a call at the Goodson Group. 551-0225, 551-0225, online, thegoodsongroup.com.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's, plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
It's amazing how quickly things change. Now it seems like my kids take care of me more than I do of them. I know they worry, but I want them to know they don't have to do it alone and that Kindred can help. Kindred nurses and therapists help manage conditions like heart failure, COPD, and diabetes. For questions about rehabilitation, home health, or care after a hospital stay, call 1-866-KINDRED and a registered nurse can walk you through care options that best fit your needs. Call 1-866-KINDRED.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Good morning.
A Monday warrior, mean strike.
That was premature. You should be familiar with that, but
we're starting that way. That's how we're starting today.
Yeah, it is.
It's kind of early, isn't it, Jack?
But I was thinking he'd let it play before
good morning.
Like he's so bossy. I guess it goes with being working that board. Yeah, it does.
Can you bump up my volume a little bit?
We'll let the sounds of Rush play. I like the, it's one of the few Canadians I like.
Rush Limbaugh?
Is he Canadian?
I doubt it. I'll tell you who is not Canadian. Baron Coleman, and he is not here today.
No, he's not.
He's going to return tomorrow. I'm Jack Campbell. Joey Clark is running the board. 84 is sitting to my right.
He's sitting across from me.
Opining about everything. And Carolyn is our phone screener. So if you'd like to get into the show, call 272-9228.
272-9228.
Yes. And that will put you in touch with News and Views.
Good morning, Jack. How are you
doing? How
are
you doing, 84?
I'm doing well.
It's a pleasure. Carolyn, how you doing?
Well.
Doing well. Okay.
That's the first time she's ever said anything when I've asked her a question.
Wow.
So what's the news today, Joey?
You didn't even ask me how I'm doing.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Joey. How you doing?
I woke up feeling funky, pretty, and good. A little glide in my stride and dip in my hip. I'm sorry, I just had to get that out. You saw me. I've been walking with a limp, and I'm not even injured.
Well, that's what you think.
Yeah,
I tell you, it's getting hard to get up those stairs. When I was going up this morning, it's like my right hamstring, which I had pulled about a year ago.
I remember that show. Oh,
that show?
Did you get any medicine today?
No.
Okay.
No. Oh, I remember. Oh, yeah. Somebody gave me something kind of strong. When that happened, and it was by about 11 o'clock, I was loopy.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Even more so than normal.
Wow. Right.
He was beyond Jack Campbell.
But was it loopy in like a euphoric, awesome way?
Roofy? Is that what you said?
I said loopy, sir. Oh, loopy. Loopy. We're not talking about GHB.
Oh. Have you ever had that stuff?
No.
I did by accident once.
By accident?
And somebody tried to take advantage of me. But
Wow. I'm sorry.
Are you kidding?
You wish.
Couldn't get laid in a woman's prison with a fistful of pardons. What about this Christine Blasey? What about this?
What a segue.
What about this Christine?
Well, speaking of getting laid, this Christine Blasey Ford woman who's accusing Brett Kavanaugh of, you know, basically molesting her in the 1980s. I have a really strong opinion about this. I don't believe it.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't fit the narrative. And of course, for him, he seems pretty squeaky clean and all-American guy. Now, sure. We all had fun in high school. We all drank when we weren't supposed to.
Sure.
When I was coming along, the drinking age was 21. Then it got lowered to 19, and then in Alabama, and then when the Federal Highway Administration said, "Well, if any state that doesn't raise their drinking age to 21 to be cut off from highway funds," so we quickly passed the law and made it 21 again. And but we all, you know, we all had fun in college.
Oh, but, yeah,
you know. I don't know. Do you believe her?
What is so suspicious to me is the same.
About her?
It's the, just in the story in general, it's the same tactic that they used against Roy Moore. I really, going back to Moore, I think Roy Moore just was fond of younger women. I don't believe the 14-year-old story at all. Mm-hmm. The high school yearbook deal was completely disproved, but it's just very curious that they're kind of they're trying to institute the same tactic against this guy out of nowhere. And Feinstein supposedly had this letter for what, 3 months?
Yeah.
And then drops it, you know, right now. And then the Me Too movement and all that crap has happened, and so it's really complex, because you can't just say, "Oh, we're not even going to listen to you, put him up for a vote." You kind of got to entertain the idea of bring him in. I'll be curious to, hear what happens when they bring her in.
Well, she's coming in Monday to testify. So.
Are they going to bring her in?
I don't know if it's going to be public or not.
Hmm.
And then he is saying
it
that
will be.
He wants to talk about it as well.
It's going to be a showdown.
You know, he's done a better job of refuting it than Roy Moore did. That was
Well, that's the deal, is that there was a grain of truth to what happened with Roy Moore, I think. You even said it, that he seemed to like younger women.
Well, look, the evidence is there. Yeah. Roy Moore's 70, and his wife is like 50. That's a 20-year difference.
Mm-hmm.
So from 35, take 20 years off, how old would you be?
Well, the...
15?
Oh. I don't think that he... I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's the same tactic. Behind us. But yeah, it is. But Roy Moore had a very slow response to it.
He had a terrible response. Did you hear him on Hannity trying to deny it?
Oh, my gosh, it was awful.
Whoever put him on Hannity should be fired and never, ever run a campaign ever again.
But Kavanaugh and the other guy who's allegedly at this party, this high school party 36 years ago, they immediately came out and said, this did not happen.
Yeah,
I know. And, you know, he has been vetted by the FBI because he was a federal judge. I think, was he a prosecutor before that?
I know that he worked in the Bush White House.
That's right. So when he was like assistant legal counsel or
yes.
something.
Mm-hmm.
When you get a job like that, the FBI vets you. And the very fact that this has never come out, despite the fact, well, it was kind of like Roy Moore. You know, Roy had run and won like three times, and then all of a sudden on this big statewide going to the U.S. Senate race, all this stuff comes out. I don't think anybody can dispute that Roy liked younger girls, but I don't know that Roy ever broke the law.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not against the law to like somebody younger. He even asked some of the parents of these girls, do you mind if we go out? And they were, you know, 16, 17, 18 years old, which is young, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's creepy. I mean, it's creepy as hell.
But
I mean, I went to school with a guy, and he was a bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was up into his very late 30s, early 40s, he went to Panama City with the teenagers from school.
He was like 18, Matthew McConaughey and Dazed and Confused.
But I mean, that's just the way he was. I mean, he's creepy, but I mean, he's a nice guy, and I mean,
sure.
He never did anything out of hand or, you know, to my knowledge, forced himself on anybody. And I think that's what Moore was. He was just, it's weird, but I mean, it's not, there's nothing.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing unlawful about what he did.
Not unlawful,
just
freaking.
Now, unless Lee Korfman is telling the truth that she was 14 or when he took her to some trailer and, told her to take her clothes.
How many months ago was this? I mean, was it almost last year?
No.
It was like a year ago, right?
What?
The Roy Moore thing.
Yeah, but it took all that time to come out.
But my point is that this, with Roy Moore and all these allegations from the Washington Post and others, with Lee Korfman and others, it was a year ago. We still sitting where we sit, and we pay attention, for the most part, don't know what's true or not.
Yeah, we don't.
And there's no way we can know what's true between this woman, Dr. Ford, and Kavanaugh. Maybe something like this happened to her, but the detail of it, when you're talking about a memory that old, it seems, I don't know, a guiding principle for me when it comes to politics these days is one of my favorite lines, truth that's told with bad intent beats all the lies you can't invent. And if you start...
I'll say that one more time.
The truth that's told with bad intent beats all the lies you can't invent.
Well, that's a pretty good saying.
Yeah, it was Orwell's favorite. William Bakelin.
I just think, you know, that this thing against Kavanaugh, number one, it's hard to believe that Brett Kavanaugh, knowing what little we know about him, would have done something like this against some woman's will, lock her in a room and all that. You've got people there who say, well, this one guy says, that's bull. That never happened.
Yeah.
And you've got 65 women who sign on to a letter saying they went to school with him and he was a complete gentleman and respectful. Then you have the parents of a lot of the kids that he coaches, the mothers coming out saying this is not true. It couldn't be true. So the very fact that it took 35 years to come out, despite a couple of FBI investigations prior to this year, and I am sure that the FBI has already vetted him for this court appointment.
Right.
So they didn't find it, and they questioned lots and lots of people. So if this woman was all that sizzled up about it, Why didn't she on day one when he was nominated come out and say, hey, I'm crying foul here?
Also, I do not buy, maybe way back you struggle with coming public with something like this. Whether you are misremembering or not, but you struggle. I don't want to be dragged through the mud and all these sort of things. But no, I don't buy it in the sense that I didn't want it to be public, but I took a lie detector test. I now have a high-profile lawyer, and I wrote a damn letter to a senator.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't want it to be public. Give me a break.
I know, really. Really. I don't want my name used, but here's what happened.
Here's my name.
I don't believe any. I just do not believe it. Yeah. And I'll tell you this. It's just, to me, it's disgraceful that somebody would want to sabotage a good guy, to sabotage his nomination with something that probably she could never prove one way or the other. Now, if she had pictures, but, you know, nobody had camera phones back then. But, you know, I think it's trying to derail him. I mean, I'm trying to make him look bad and Trump look bad.
I don't think it'll work, though. I think this, like most of the things that goes on in Congress, it'll be he said, she said, Democrats say, Republicans say. And at the end of the day, it'll come down to who has the power. And who has the leverage? So if you get a few Democrats in red states that need to be reelected, they're probably going to vote for Kavanaugh. If you're going to get the Republicans to vote in lockstep as well. Even Susan Collins, who should have waffled on this issue, is saying, why did you hold on to the letter so long? Feinstein? I don't know which it is.
Yeah, I know.
And Ovaltine? it's just, I think it'll end up where Kavanaugh gets through. And like most things out there these days, we argue and bicker about the truth of the matter, but the truth is secondhand. Who's got the power? Who's going to end up being able to
truth the votes? It's like truth doesn't even matter. Perception is the only thing that matters.
Well, people say in politics, perception is truth, and truth is what the people believe.
Yes.
Is it time for us to go to a break?
Well, we could probably fit in a call real quick.
Well, we got two people on hold. Let's take in Rick. Rick, you're on News and Views. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I agree with almost everything y'all have said. Let me add one point, though. I happen to hear Kimberly Strassel from the Wall Street Journal make a comment last night that really kind of hit home with me, and that is that this professor has been so vague on the details, like the year it occurred, the house, how she got there, how she left, that without that information, Brett Kavanaugh cannot defend himself and say, hey, you know, March of 1981, I was out of the country on a student trip or something.
Right.
So, absent any detail, he doesn't have a prayer of a chance of being able to refute whatever she's saying. It's going to be a he said, he said. And personally, I think the way that this thing has gone down, it's an obvious hit job. No doubt about it.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah. It's a complete hit job. And there's some real good articles on whatfinger.com from some different papers and online bloggers. I would suggest people, if they want to read more about some of the different viewpoints, that'd be a good place to go.
What is the name of it?
It's called whatfinger.com, whatfinger.com. It's sort of a competing website to the Drudge Report.
Okay. I guess they're referring to the middle finger, but they just didn't want to say it.
What finger?
Well,
that finger or that finger?
And let me give a shout out to a really good blogger on there by the name of David Blackman. He does what he calls his DB update, and he does a blog every day about the current affairs that are going on, particularly like with the Kavanaugh situation. He's got some really good insight.
Yeah, Greg Budell loves that blog as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh.
I need to check it out.
There you go.
Well, Rick, thanks for your call. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Rick.
We're going to go to a break.
Yeah.
Kevin, Karen, hang on. We'll get to you as soon as we get back. I promise. You're listening to News and Views WACB 93.1 FM.
local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at Cornerstone Managing General Agency. Get in touch with Greg Wren, Christy Taylor, Bud Porter, Spurgeon Smith, and the very talented team over at Cornerstone. They have 182 combined years in the insurance industry. And if you are a business owner or a manager, you absolutely must get in touch with Cornerstone Managing General Agency, 356-1502, 356-1502, or check them out online, cornerstonemga.com, cornerstonemga.com. When you do business with Cornerstone, one of my favorite benefits, you get the onboarding, human resources onboarding and benefit portal. It's thrown in free. It's yours to use. It will simplify your life. It will cut down your expenses, and it will make your employees very, very happy. Get in touch with Cornerstone Managing General Agency for all your insurance needs and your benefits packages for employees. 356-1502.
I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Fall's here. I imagine the emphasis begins to change, right?
It does. Different kind of merchandise is coming in. We're beginning to get the fall spirit, which means football. We're just excitement every day.
Tell us just a bit about Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have around 200 vendors. We have an elevator. We have air conditioning. We have heat when it's necessary. We've got free coffee, free cookies, and we've got Fleas the horse. And Fleas will talk to you. He's a real neat attraction for the children and the grown-ups.
And how about those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
And the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall will soon have more information on their big fall yard sale coming up. That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Hello, I'm Ben McNeil with United Food Fuel Citgo. You want to unleash your brain's potential? Well, we brought back a great Southern tradition to do just that. Get an ice-cold 20-ounce RC Cola for 99 cents or two Moon Pies for only 99 cents. Just make it a combo. Energize your brain by putting smart fuel in your stomach. RC Cola and Moon Pies at United Food and Fuel, home of the 99-cent special and quality tri-clean top-tier gasoline.
United Food.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery slow you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My heart skips skipping the beat. You're not close enough, so that space between you and me, let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music, girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it.
Alexa, play the Country Heat playlist. Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Is the number one.
Welcome back to News and Views. You're listening to Three Dog Night.
This goes out to all the broken hearts.
There's a ton of them.
Oh, so many broken hearts.
You know, mine would be broke if I had one, but
oh, look in here.
ice cold, Jack.
The tin man over there.
Ice water in my veins. Hey, I need to tell y'all the sponsors are very long-time sponsor
yes.
of the first hour of our show is Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Great place. We have a location here in Montgomery on Zelda Place on the backside. It's one of the only establishments. There's like a beauty, I mean, a haircutting place back there. But they're on the backside where there's generally a lot of parking. Great place, great people. There's another location on the, what's it called?
Prattville. That's High what
Point,
it's called.
High Point Shopping Center. I couldn't think of the name of it. But it's up on the hill. They opened after the MPK in Montgomery was such a success. They opened a second location. It's just great food and great people. This week's special of the week.
Ooh.
It's sautéed shrimp,
ooh.
Cherry tomatoes,
trying not to read it word
spinach,
for
spinach, yeah. Red pepper flakes with white wine reduction over linguine.
Oh, gotta like that reduction.
That's superb. That sounds great.
That really does.
You know, because that's, and of course, it has the cherry tomatoes in it because Will Meacham owns
Will's
a
farm.
Cherry,
is it owns, back in?
He owns a cherry tomato farm. But anyway, go, you can get that, pair it with a salad, $9. You can't beat it.
Man.
Great food. They have sandwiches, salads. They have a cannoli for dessert that is outstanding. But also lots of good appetizers. They have this red pepper, like roasted red pepper hummus.
Ooh.
Oh, man, it's outstanding.
Man.
Anyway, go give them a try if you hadn't been. That's Midtown Pizza Kitchen, Zelda Place Shopping Center, or High Point Shopping Center in Prattville. You will not be sorry.
I went by there Friday night and saw Donovan.
Did you?
Got some pasta. It's my cheat meal, yeah.
Yeah, was he smiling?
No, he was smiling. He was
really?
Having a good old time.
It's hard to make him smile.
Drink a quick beer, got the food ready, took it home. It
was you know, when you which were... beer did you get? Because I have 16 on tap.
I got some Pilsner. I can't remember.
I like Pilsner.
It was tasty. It had some floral notes.
Are you an IPA guy?
Yeah, I like that
I
too.
I don't like IPA.
I like alcohol.
Yeah, well, I've kind of noticed. But
yeah. I can take or leave the IPA. They've always got a good dark beer
right.
somewhere. They had a Russian stout a couple of weeks ago that was really wonderful.
Russian, really?
Yeah, it was.
Really? Mm-hmm. Russian.
This goes back to collusion.
That's yeah. right. Yeah, Donovan's yeah. colluding
hey, we
with
got
the Russians.
Our number, if you want to call in, is 272-9228. We have a couple of people holding. Let's go to the phones. Karen, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys?
We are
all
right.
Good?
Well, thank you. What's happening?
I got a couple of questions about this lady herself. I have daughters that are about her age, and they didn't go to all-girls schools like she did, but they would have never been allowed at a house party where there was obviously no adult chaperone. She got herself there somehow at 15.
Oh, is that how old she said she was?
Yes.
That's how she said she was. She wow. was drinking, admittedly.
Wow.
Now, I don't know too many 15-year-olds that could hold their liquor very well. Perhaps her memory is a little fogged.
Well, that's what I think.
I think yeah. she actually had a Pilsner or a Russian stout.
well especially if she has not produced any specificity.
Yes, that's right.
That's a word.
On the whole event. Like
no,
the date, the date, the place, who all was there. I mean,
why
I guess
didn't she go before the thing the lawyers go to the bar association when he wanted to become a lawyer or when he went up for various judgeships.
That's what I say.
I mean, her parents' foreclosure had not happened at that time, is why, and her brother wasn't working for Fusion GPS at that time.
That to me is the fishiest thing about this whole thing.
Yeah.
Because if you're a listener, you remember that Fusion GPS is the organization that was hired by the Democrats to come up with the Trump dossier on Russian collusion, which was a whole made-up thing in and of itself. So I don't trust anybody associated with that company. And who was the other one? Nellie Orr?
Yeah.
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 Yes. There's just so many holes in her story. And you hire a psychotherapist, their main job is to listen. And yet her therapist managed to get the number of boys she said were in the room at the time wrong. Her therapist said there were that Ford said there were four boys in there initially. She said, no, the therapist notes were wrong. There were two. I mean, there's...
And the other one in the room has denied it, right?
Right, right. There's just too many holes in her story, and they're not really looking at it because she's playing the victim card.
Yeah, she's going to be... Well, my memory is bad because this was such a traumatic event. Mm-hmm. That I
and
can't
it didn't
even
come
yeah.
out until she was in couples counseling. Well, sounds like she had some troubles at home. But you know, people need to look, and if this is truly false, and I believe it is, she has done a great disservice to all the victims that are legitimately out there.
That's right. This makes people say, well, you know, got all these women crying wolf, and I don't believe any of them, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And when, there's going to be one in the crowd that's probably really been victimized.
Well, what was the other thing, Carolyn, you told me yesterday about her Kavanaugh's mother was the judge in the foreclosure of her parents' home.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she's got a score to settle.
And
sounds
yeah.
like
that was
yeah.
in the 90s. That's yeah. why she hasn't tried to get it before now.
I wonder how this couple's therapy went. Did they do, like, a Rorschach test? I mean, Rorschach test?
That
and,
true.
Like, she held really it up, you know, like the ink blot test. Like, Brett Kavanaugh, drunk! That's what I see.
That's it. Stormy Daniels.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
my.
Anyway,
well, actually, I do see Stormy Daniels last time I took an in-block test. Or some facsimile thereof.
At least she's an attractive lady.
Exactly, exactly.
All right, guys, you have a great day. I put in my two cents.
Well, we appreciate it,
Karen.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
I guess Kevin got a little tired of holding.
Yeah, I know. Some people are just impatient, Jack. You know, you talk about us here in radio being prima donnas. Some of these callers, man. Karen was wonderful.
She was.
Rick before that was wonderful.
She,
I guess Kevin's working.
Yeah, Kevin can't hang on the phone all day.
All these people out there working, trying to make a living. That's not what we do in this country anymore.
No.
When were the, were there Emmys? When were they?
Yeah, they were on last night.
I didn't watch them. Did you?
I did not. I watched some Monday Night Football.
Nor did I.
But apparently you can't watch that anymore either. No more NFL. No more Hollywood events. Like, there's nothing to watch. Oh, my God.
I don't know. I don't get into all that. I still watch football. I mean, I don't like what they're doing. I don't approve of kneeling during the anthem, but I'm not going to not watch football just because of that. I'm not watching you for your political beliefs. I'm watching you to be entertained by you running around with a pigskin.
The one thing I did see from the Emmys is... Childish Gambino, his real name, Donald Glover. I mean, he's done stand-up, he's been in movies, in the new Solo movie as the young Lando, Calrissian, and his musical name is Childish Gambino, but he also produces and stars in a show on FX called Atlanta, and that was up for an Emmy. But sitting in the front row, because he was up for like five Emmys
yeah.
because of that show, sitting in the front row, he was dressed up, or somebody was dressed up as a character from Atlanta named Teddy Perkins, which it drudges it up, shows up in whiteface. Yeah, it is kind of like the Eddie Murphy skit, White Like Me. That's what this Teddy Perkins character looks like.
So he was black and he was dressed in whiteface?
And it's really convincing. It looks like a Michael Jackson type, you know, or Sammy Sosa type, where it's just like, it's weird looking. But it's like, why is Teddy Perkins, the character from Atlanta, in the front row? And then later in the show, it's Donald Glover again. But then they pulled a swerve where Donald Glover's posing with Teddy Perkins, even though Glover's the one who plays him on the show. It was, I love that stuff where, and somebody's artistic like Glover is just messing with people yeah. at one of these events. Not as good as the South Park guys, though, at the Oscars. Do you remember that, Jack?
I don't know that story.
They got nominated for Best Song when they came out with the South Park movie for Blame Canada. And so they showed up at the Oscars in dresses. Full evening gowns, women's evening gowns, and they dropped acid right before walking on the red carpet.
Like, literally?
Yes. So, as they walk out, they're tripping in women's dresses, and every time they made a pact, anytime somebody asked them, why are you wearing dresses tonight? They would just respond, it's just such a beautiful evening. It's such a magical evening tonight. It's such a... I love it when these artistic types who don't give a damn mess with the pomp and circumstance of these Hollywood events.
I don't watch enough TV to even want to know what goes on in the Emmys.
Right.
You know, I watch Fox News and Investigation Discovery. Well, I mean, that's how you find out there are all these weirdos in the world. Anyway.
There are a lot of weirdos.
You watch NFL over the weekend?
A little bit. I mean,
are people standing anymore? Are they...
They don't show that anymore.
Well, that's good.
And that's all they had to do to defuse the situation to begin with, right, is not have a camera focused on somebody kneeling. Just don't show it.
Right.
You're listening to 93.1 FM News and Views on WACV. Our phone number, if you want to get in after the break, 272-9228. We'll be back in just a moment.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
United for your comfort.
I'm here with Shane from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. United is striking the competition out this summer.
That's right. United has many financing options for just about anyone.
Strike one.
United has a Hall of Fame staff from the dispatchers, Nate certified technicians to the comfort specialists, and an all-star lineup of installers, all with over 300 years combined experience.
Strike two.
Free estimates, 100% satisfaction guarantee, 1-year warranty on all repairs, 10-year parts and labor on complete system changeouts, even yearly maintenance plans.
Strike three. The competition is out.
United is number one in the River Region for a reason.
Hit a home run and win when you call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The late season heat continues today. The rain chances are small, but there could be some isolated storms around. Today, abundant sunshine, very hot with a high around 94, heat index 100 or above again. I can't rule out an isolated storm somewhere in the area. Good luck. Tonight's low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, again, a very hot day with a high temperature into the middle 90s for about the sixth day in a row. Rain chances are about 10% tomorrow. Then isolated storms return on Thursday, and then back to that regular lower 90s with spotty storms here and there as we get towards Friday and Saturday. Our weather app is the only weather app you need on your phone because it has everything. Hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, push notifications for severe weather alerts, radar, future radar, plus access to my videos and all my blog updates, too. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Just can't live without you. I really want you ever near me. Your looks intoxicate me, even though your folks hate
me. Welcome back to News and Views. News, no like easy for me to say. News and Views, 93.1 FM. I have not heard this song in years. Eleanor by The Turtles?
Yes. 68 was
Carolyn,
a good year.
Do you remember the song?
You were pretty old by then, though.
I was a wee tot.
Did Jack have you locked in a room when you heard it?
No, I'm wishing she had a brother. No,
No, maybe... Christine's her name, Dr. Christine something Ford.
Yeah, so
maybe we should play music from like 82. Maybe the music will elicit memories.
Jog her memory.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
And some smells from 1982 as well.
I wonder what that would be, Barbara.
You know, like, you know, just waft some beer in her direction, like some, you know, Miller or Pabst, whatever they were drinking that night. Just waft some in her direction. Maybe it'll jog the memory.
Where did he grow up, Virginia? Where did he grow up? Do we know?
Ooh, I don't know.
I know nothing about the man.
Except I'm thinking it's East Coast. Like some East Coast prep school is what he
was. Well,
they
weren't drinking PBR, I can tell you.
Yeah, that. You're right. Like yeah. Stella.
You know that Les Moonves, who's the chairman at CBS?
Former,
who's is out. He's married to a lady named Julie Chen. She's not like C-H-E-N. And she's one of the hosts of that. What is that?
What is she, Scottish?
The Talk that comes on when it's got Sharon Osbourne and her and a few. She's leaving that show.
Hmm.
It's very interesting because she, to me, is, you know, I don't. The only reason I know is I'm sometimes getting my foot doctored, and it's on, that show is on when I'm over there. So I've had to suffer through it a time or two, but and it's not all that bad, but. She's leaving that show. I don't know if they're trying to fix their marriage or what, but
maybe she was an enabler and doesn't want to be found out in the public eye.
Perhaps.
She's helping Les with his predilections.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's big. That's a big word.
I like using big words. This is
$8 word. There.
This is the intellectually honest, philosophically consistent show. Okay?
Is that? I never can remember.
Yeah.
It used to be factually correct.
Oh, stop it!
Well, it was until Jack accused somebody of being a tennis judge that.
No, well,
doesn't even own a tennis racket.
I guess we're gonna now, we're gonna do this now.
No. She is. She is our former district attorney, Ellen Brooks.
Yeah, Ellen Brooks.
She's a hell of a tennis player and always has been, but I'd heard a couple of years ago she was a tennis judge, and I brought that up on the show last week, and she runs into Donovan at Midtown.
Yeah.
And he is, "Are you a tennis judge?" She goes, "No, no, not only am I not one, I've never been one." So I look like a complete idiot. Oh. So I came in Monday morning and apologized to Ellen, who's a friend. She probably got a kick out of it.
Yeah, we're talking about that because of the Serena Williams thing?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, did you see the follow-up on that? From the New York Times themselves, old gray lady.
What did the old gray lady say?
They said, "We actually crunched the numbers, and well, it turns out men, and this is per not just per instance, per rate, like number of men in tennis, number of women in tennis, you actually get a true ratio, so it's almost a per capita number, where men actually get fined and penalized more. So there really isn't a double standard." That's from the New York Times.
Wow.
So everybody was up in arms about, "Oh, look at this, the sexist, racist judge." It's like, no, don't slam your racket on the ground and call him a thief.
Yeah.
Like, you might get consequences. I don't know.
Yeah.
It just seemed absurd at the time. And to see the left, even like the old gray lady, all the news is fit to print. How obnoxious.
I know,
what a
really
obnoxious. Though I think the Washington Post is taking the cake on a subheading: "Democracy dies in darkness."
Well, they need to change that to "all the news that'll fit" into their space. Did y'all see where Trump has ordered the declassification of several documents, it says, relating to the 2016 FBI investigation of his campaign? White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders announced yesterday.
I have seen this.
Oh, yeah, Pelosi flipped her lid.
She
said the whole country was in danger now because of
this. And you know what? She is such a fool, and people do not believe her anymore. I mean, if for some insane reason the Democrats win the House, if they put her back in there, they are the biggest bunch of fools.
Yeah, but she plays it. Even when she's upset or overjoyed, she plays it with such a straight face.
Like, well, she got a straight face.
Yeah,
right.
She like no expression on that face. Oh, it's remarkable how she controls her emotions.
Well, she's had so many facelifts, she can't turn it much.
Oh, that's
she has
what
another
it is.
One. She's gonna have a beard. Okay,
Botox. So, yeah, that's what Carolyn wrote down. Botox.
Did she?
No, the latest thing, the latest thing looked pretty good, the latest work. It's like she got a new face. It's like, that's remarkable. And you weren't even bleeding like like Mika was at Donald Trump's New Year's party.
All right, so listen to what else Sarah Sanders said.
Trump is so vicious sometimes.
In addition, so President Donald J. Trump has directed the Department of Justice, including the FBI, to publicly release all text messages relating to the Russia investigation without redaction. Ooh. Of James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, and Bruce Orr. That's gonna be big, y'all.
Man, a whole cadre of deep state actors. I like this.
I do too. I just love it. He's in all FBI reports of interviews prepared in connection with Carter Page FISA applications.
Yes, the 20 pages that were redacted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this is going to be great.
Well, and I think it's a good strategy because all this crap is being tried in the court of public opinion. And if it's going to be tried in public opinion, we'll give the facts out to the public and let us see what they're looking at and what, you know, in their investigation. You know, just make it equal playing ground. Instead of leaking out what they're doing now, leaking out the parts that they want to come out and holding in the parts that they don't, just put it all out there. Well, leak the whole thing out.
I was reading some reaction to this because, I mean, you always get quality analysis from Book of Faces comments. And just the number of brown nosers who buy hook, line, and sinker this, oh, he's giving away our security methods and sources. He's going to jeopardize our national security.
No, he's going to jeopardize the reputation of the Democrats.
Yep.
For being a bunch of liars and cooking all this Russia probe stuff up with no fact at all. You know, none of this is based in fact.
They're talking bad about the American federal government. They're so in distrust about the government. That's an American tradition. I'm sorry.
Yeah, since when have we not done that?
Right.
When the Democrats didn't run it. Yeah, we kind of trusted it back in the day, but it's amazing to me that it's, I don't know.
No, I love it. And I guess there's no exact date certain when this stuff will come out. It was just that Trump has ordered this.
Yeah, but that's big.
Oh, it's huge.
And that's why they're quaking in their boots. You know, it's just their whole narrative is that it was really funny. Do y'all remember the debate when Trump, they made the comment to Trump about, well, you know, Mr. Trump, will you, he was debating Hillary, will you accept the results of the election in November? He says, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Are you saying you will not? In other words, afterwards, all the talking heads say, this guy, if he loses, he's not going to throw in the towel. You know, he's going to, I can't believe he's not going to accept the will of the people. Then she wins. I mean, loses.
Yeah,
gets her butt beat. I mean, in states that Democrats just don't lose.
I saw a perfect meme, and the headline of the meme is, when a meme becomes perfectly ripe, and it's a Hillary supporter. It was before the, you know, the pink hats.
Oh, yeah.
The sushi
kitty cat,
hats.
The kitty cat hats.
Yeah. It was before those, but it definitely wearing an I'm with her shirt, straight up Hillary supporter before the election, and she's holding a sign saying, no, Donald, it's not rigged, you're just losing.
Yeah, right.
Wow. Man, that snark went sideways.
Well, you know, the funny thing is after the election and he does win, she cannot keep her mouth shut. She cannot, and she's still doing it. Still on the speaking circuit, whining about why she lost. Well, the fact of the matter is she had the wrong message and she's the wrong messenger. That's the bottom line to all this. People don't like her.
Yeah, I think it's more the messenger than the message.
Oh, I agree. No, I agree. Mm-hmm. I think there's Hillary fatigue in this country. Like, obviously, there was Bush fatigue because Trump kicked Jeb Bush's butt. And now Hillary you know, she just cannot leave it alone. So, I mean, I think she's the one that has not accepted the results of the election. Okay, we're going to a break. You're listening to 93.1 FM News and Views, 272-9228. We'll be back after these messages. They're watching you. They see your every
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes. Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We're wow. We're for streaming, surfing, and gaming. We're for bringing you internet, TV, and phone. For browsing, watching, and chatting. We're for endless entertainment and wonderful Wi-Fi. We're for more browsing and less buffering. For more working and less waiting. All with a helping hand and a high five to top it all off. We're for bringing you internet, TV, and phone. We're wow, and we're for all. Visit wowway.com to learn more.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Glass. We literally take glass for granted. Just think about it. Every day we get in our cars, head out for the day, and do we ever say, thank you, glass? Thank you for keeping the bugs out of my mouth. Thank you for keeping the rain out. Thank you, glass, for just being glass. And besides having glass to protect us and keep us comfortable, glass can also be used to decorate your house, place of worship, or even your storefront. So do yourself a favor and call Independent Glass at 263-2823. That's 263-2823. Or contact them online at independentglassco.com. Independent Glass, where you should go for home, commercial, or auto glass needs.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery slow you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My heart skips skipping the beat. You're not close enough, so that space between you and me, let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music, girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it.
Alexa, play the Country Heat playlist.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views. How y'all doing?
I'm doing great.
Durn on. I have a question.
Oh, no.
This one day a week trash pickup, what day is it? All right, I get my... Are we still having two?
Yeah. Yeah, they gave the sanitation department a pay raise, and they doubled the trash rate from $5 to $10.
I never understood why they, when you pay your water bill, garbage is figured into it. And the the waterworks is kind of a quasi-public deal, isn't it?
I mean,
well, why they put garbage on the... I mean, I don't want another bill. I'm fine with it. But I happened to be over in Interstate Park the other day. I
guess because it all falls under sanitation, and that way you don't have garbage piled up in your yard because your water is also your sewer bill. It's like y'all's waste goes into the sewer system and the waterworks takes care of
your
water and all that.
What if you compost?
Well, you can't compost everything. Come on, Joey. You're just being ridiculous
over there.
Milk cartons,
you're going to compost a milk carton?
I mean, maybe.
But
I have no clue what I'm doing when I'm composting. I just pack things up.
No, but
I mean, I'm just guessing, but I would think that would be, everything's, under a sanitation's type deal.
That makes perfect sense.
And then
sense.
Supply water is figured in with it.
Well, I don't
live in the city, so I don't give a
Well, then why do you
flip.
Think you know so much about
because
it?
Because I know everything about everything, Jack.
Well,
you don't become a doctor on accident.
Well, I went to Interstate Park the other day. I had a meeting, and I thought, I'm going to go see where this waterworks is.
Yeah.
It's very well marked, and they have those little kiosks outside. There's two of them.
Mm.
Naturally, they were both out of order. And so I thought, I'll pay my bill while I'm over here. And so some man is walking out of the building. He said, those are down, but there's one inside that works. And I went in there. It was very painless, but it pops up. It'll tell you, pay your garbage or pay your water or pay both, and it gives you an option of how much. And it was, I normally don't do it in person because God knows going downtown when the waterworks was down there, on Bibb Street or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, it was
Lord.
Wretched. You couldn't find a place to park if you were trying to go to lunch down there. But anyway, this was painless. So if you hadn't done it and you normally pay your bill in person, you don't have to wait. It's great. You just go up to the little kiosk. You can either put cash in it or use your credit card, and it's painless.
Nice.
Yes.
Coming into the future.
And yes, Montgomery. It's all over it. So thank you, Buddy Morgan. Isn't Buddy retiring at the end of the year? He's been there forever.
Good Lord.
He's a good man. Anyway, we'll be back in a moment at the top of the hour. News and views, 272-9228. Call us and let's chat.